Lesson 18. At the bank. Excuse me, Mom.
Yes. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes. Could you tell me where I can change some money?
At the bank, over there. See that sign? That's the Bank of China.
Thank you very much. I hope it's open now.
I'm sure it is. The banks usually open at 9.
Thank you, and goodbye. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to exchange US dollars for renminbi.
How much do you want to exchange?
1,000 US dollars. What's the exchange rate today?
8.23 yuan renminbi to $1.
That'll be 8.23 yuan renminbi. Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Here you are, 1,000 US dollars in traveler's checks.
Thank you. Your passport, please.
Sure.
Mr. David Slin from Canada.
That's right.
Could you sign here, please, Mr. Slin?
Sure.
Here you are, sir. 82 100 yuan bills. And here's the change. 30 yuan.
Thank you very much.
Don't you think you should count it?
I don't think it's necessary. But since you want me to...
You'd better, sir.
Okay. Not a nickel more, not a nickel less. Thank you very much. By the way, could I have my passport back, please?
Oh, sure. I'm so sorry, sir.
Excuse me, Mom?
Yes. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes. Could you tell me where I can change some money?
At the bank. Over there. See that sign? That's the Bank of China.
Thank you very much. I hope it's open now.
I'm sure it is. The banks usually open at 9.
Thank you, and goodbye. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to exchange US dollars for renminbi.
How much do you want to exchange?
1,000 US dollars. What's the exchange rate today?
8.23 yuan renminbi to $1.
That'll be 8.23 yuan renminbi. Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Here you are, 1,000 US dollars in traveler's checks.
Thank you. Your passport, please.
Sure.
Mr. David Slin from Canada.
That's right.
Could you sign here, please, Mr. Slin?
Sure.
Here you are, sir. 82 100 yuan bills, and here's the change. 30 yuan.
Thank you very much.
Don't you think you should count it?
I don't think it's necessary, but since you want me to...
You'd better, sir.
Okay. Not a nickel more, not a nickel less. Thank you very much. By the way, could I have my passport back, please?
Oh, sure. I'm so sorry, sir.
Lesson 19. To the hospital.
Can I help you? Is there something wrong?
Yes, please. I feel dizzy and I have a terrible stomach ache.
You'd better go and see a doctor. Shall I get you a taxi?
Yes, please. But what hospital should I go to?
The Union Hospital. It's a good hospital, especially for foreign visitors.
Okay, maybe that is best.
Let me help you. Mind your head. I think I'd better come with you.
That'll be very kind of you. But you have your work to do.
That's okay. It's my day off today, so don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Don't mention it. I just want to see you get better. Oh, here we are.
How much is it?
I have got it. 16 yuan. You can pay me back later, okay? Can I help you? Is there something wrong?
Yes, please. I feel dizzy and I have a terrible stomach ache.
You'd better go and see a doctor. Shall I get you a taxi?
Yes, please. But what hospital should I go to?
The Union Hospital. It's a good hospital, especially for foreign visitors.
Okay, maybe that is best.
Let me help you. Mind your head. I think I'd better come with you.
That'll be very kind of you, but you have your work to do.
That's okay. It's my day off today, so don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Don't mention it. I just want to see you get better. Oh, here we are.
How much is it?
I have got it. 16 yuan. You can pay me back later. Okay.
Lesson 20. A phone call. Rogers Export Company. Can I help you?
Could I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
Sorry, we have two persons with that name here.
Oh, Mr. Peter A. Johnson, please.
Sure. One moment, please. Mr. Johnson's office. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Johnson, please.
May I have your name, please?
Sure. This is Sun Ping of Da Dong Import Company.
Hold on, please.
Hello, Mr. Sun. Sorry to keep you waiting. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Mr. Johnson?
I'm just fine, thank you. What can I do for you, Mr. Sun?
Well, it's like this. Our general manager, Mr. Liu, would like to meet with you sometime next week.
Sure. I'm anxious to meet with him, too. Did you say next week?
Yes. Will you be free next Monday or Tuesday?
Let me see. I have a meeting the whole day next Monday, but I'll be free Tuesday afternoon.
Then shall we make it Tuesday afternoon?
Sure, no problem.
At what time then?
Any time after 2 is okay for me.
Shall we make it 2:30?
Sure, 2:30 is fine with me.
So we'll be at your office at 2:30 next Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, I'll be expecting you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Rogers Export Company. Can I help you?
Could I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
Sorry, we have 2 persons with that name here.
Oh, Mr. Peter A. Johnson, please.
Sure, one moment, please. Mr. Johnson's office. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Johnson, please.
May I have your name, please?
Sure. This is Sun Ping of Dadong Import Company.
Hold on, please.
Hello, Mr. Sun. Sorry to keep you waiting. How are you? I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Mr. Johnson? I'm just fine, thank you. What can I do for you, Mr. Sun? Well, it's like this. Our general manager, Mr. Liu, would like to meet with you sometime next week. Sure, I'm anxious to meet with him too. Did you say next week? Yes. Will you be free next Monday or Tuesday? Let me see. I'll have a meeting the whole day next Monday, but I'll be quite free Tuesday afternoon. Then, shall we make it Tuesday afternoon? Sure, no problem. At what time, then? Any time after 2 is okay for me. Shall we make it 2:30? Sure, 2:30 is fine with me. So, we'll be at your office at 2:30 next Tuesday afternoon. Okay, I'll be expecting you. Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye. Lesson 21. The Beauty Parlor. Good evening, Mom.
Good evening. Oh, I can see you have a full house.
Yes, I'm afraid so. It's Saturday evening, you see.
Yes, I know.
But I can be ready for you in half an hour.
Good. Could you reserve the seat for me? I'll go and do some window shopping and come back in half an hour.
No problem, Mom. Take your time. You are back just in time, Mom. Please sit here.
Could I have your coat, please? Thank you.
Would you like to have a perm, Mom?
Yes, I would.
And then a shampoo?
Sure, that would be nice.
Should I trim a little off the back? It seems a little long.
Yes, please. Could you get me a mirror, please?
Sure, here you are. How do you like it?
Oh, I love it. It's just perfect.
I'm glad you like it.
I think I look 10 years younger.
Then you are only 15, Mom.
You are joking. Well, how much do I owe you?
The perm is 120 yuan, and the shampoo is free.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Good evening, Mom.
Good evening. Oh, I can see you have a full house.
Yes, I'm afraid so. It's Saturday evening, you see.
Yes, I know.
But I can be ready for you in half an hour.
Good. Could you reserve the seat for me? I'll go and do some window shopping and come back in half an hour.
No problem, Mom. Take your time. You are back just in time, Mom. Please sit here.
Could I have your coat, please? Thank you.
Would you like to have a perm, Mom?
Yes, I would.
And then a shampoo?
Sure, that would be nice.
Should I trim a little off the back? It seems a little long.
Yes, please. Could you get me a mirror, please?
Sure. Here you are. How do you like it?
Oh, I love it. It's just perfect.
I'm glad you like it.
I think I look 10 years younger.
Then you are only 15, Mom.
You are joking. Well, how much do I owe you?
The perm is 120 yuan, and the shampoo is free.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Lesson 22. The Barber Shop. Good morning, sir. I hope you're not in a hurry.
I am, actually. When do you think you can cut my hair?
I'm just finishing with this gentleman. I'll be ready for you in about 10 minutes. Is that okay?
That's okay. I guess I can wait that long.
Would you please take a seat over there? There are some interesting magazines on the tea table.
Thank you. I guess I can only look at the pictures. I don't read a word of Chinese, you see.
Oh, I'm so sorry for that. Yes, we should have something in English for our foreign friends. I'll certainly see to it. Well, sir, I'm at your service. Please, sit here.
Thank you.
How'd you like to have your hair cut, sir?
Well, I'd like it short. It's summer, you know.
Sure, but not too short, right?
Certainly not.
Now, how do you like it?
I like it. You've done a good job.
How about the sideburns? Should I use a razor for them?
Yes, please.
Good morning, sir. I hope you're not in a hurry.
I am,
actually.
When do you think you can cut my hair?
I'm just finishing with this gentleman. I'll be ready for you in about 10 minutes. Is that okay?
That's okay. I guess I can wait that long.
Would you please take a seat over there? There are some interesting magazines on the tea table.
Thank you. I guess I can only look at the pictures. I don't read a word of Chinese, you see.
Oh, I'm so sorry for that. Yes, we should have some in English for our foreign friends. I'll certainly see to it. Well, sir, I'm at your service. Please, sit here.
Thank you.
How'd you like to have your hair cut, sir?
Well, I'd like it short. It's summer, you know.
Sure, but not too short, right?
Certainly not.
Now, how do you like it?
I like it. You've done a good job.
How about the sideburns? Should I use a razor for them?
Yes, please.
Lesson 23. The subway station. Excuse me, but do you speak English?
Yes, a little. What can I do for you?
Could you please tell me where the nearest subway station is?
Sure, just come with me. I'm going to take the subway too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Are you from America?
No, I'm from Australia.
Oh, I have a cousin in Australia. He's studying at Sydney University.
Is he? I'm from Sydney. I know some Chinese students there. What's the name of your cousin?
His name is Li Ping. He studies law there.
Li Ping. I don't think I know him. There are 200 or 300 Chinese students in Sydney, you know.
Oh, here we are. The Jungleman subway station.
There are 4 entrances. Is that right?
That's right. It's a long way down. There's no escalator downwards, only upwards.
Yes, I can see. Excuse me, but do you speak English?
Yes, a little. What can I do for you?
Could you please tell me where the nearest subway station is?
Sure. Just come with me. I'm going to take the subway too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Are you from America?
No, I'm from Australia.
Oh, I have a cousin in Australia. He's studying at Sydney University.
Is he? I'm from Sydney. I know some Chinese students there. What's the name of your cousin?
His name is Li Ping. He studies law there.
Li Ping. I don't think
I know him. There are 200 or 300 Chinese students in Sydney, you know.
Oh, here we are. The Jiangmen subway station.
There are 4 entrances. Is that right?
That's right. It's a long way down. There's no escalator downwards, only upwards.
Yes, I can see.
Lesson 24. On the subway train. The stations are very beautiful and clean too.
Yes, they are. The Beijing subway is rather new, you know.
I can see that. And the fare is cheap too.
Yes, it's only 3 yuan per person. What's the exchange rate of American dollars to RMB?
I think it's 8 yuan and 30 fen something.
So you see, it's only about 30 cents in American dollars, and you go all round the city.
There are 2 lines, aren't there?
Yes, there are. One loop, circle line. It goes round the city. The other goes through the city.
I see. Oh, such a lot of people. Why is this station so crowded?
This is the Tianmen station. One of the city's biggest shopping areas is near here.
Oh, I must get off here. I want to do some shopping.
Then hurry up. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you. Excuse me, please. The stations are very beautiful and clean, too.
Yes, they are. The Beijing subway is rather new, you know.
I can see that. And the fare is cheap, too.
Yes, it's only 3 yuan per person. What's the exchange rate of American dollars to RMB?
I think it's 8 yuan and 30 fen something.
So, you see, it's only about 30 cents in American dollars, and you go all round the city.
There are 2 lines, aren't there?
Yes, there are. One loop, circle line. It goes round the city. The other goes through the city.
I see. Oh, such a lot of people. Why is this station so crowded?
This is the Tianmen station, one of the city's biggest shopping areas is near here.
Oh, I must get off here. I want to do some shopping.
Then hurry up. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you. Excuse me, please.
Lesson 25. The fast food.
I'm surprised there are so many McDonald's restaurants in the city.
I believe there are several dozens of them, if not 100. And there's Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, and...
And they are always so crowded.
Yes, it's amazing.
Do you like Western fast food?
Well, It's good to try it once in a while, but I certainly don't want to have it 3 meals a day.
Same with me, though I'm an American.
Have you ever tried Chinese fast food?
No, never. What do you usually have for fast food?
We have fried dough, dumpling soup, meat buns, porridge and soy milk for breakfast, and different kinds of noodles, dumplings, spring rolls, and so on for lunch and supper. And they're all kinds of local delicacies. They are delicious.
I must try some one day.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。